Chapter 18. Verse 2. In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. Verse 3. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with a plea, "Grant me justice against my adversary." Verse 4. For some time he refused. But finally he said to himself, "Even though I don't fear God or care about men." Verse 5. "Yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming." Verse 6. Listen to what the unjust judge says. Verse 7. "And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off?" Verse 8. "I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" Verse 10. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. Verse 11. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself, "God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector." Verse 12. "I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get." Verse 13. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." Verse 14. "I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Verse 16. "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." Verse 17. "I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." Verse 19. "Why do you call me good? No one is good, except God alone." Verse 20. "You know the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not give false testimony, honor your father and mother." Verse 22. "You still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." Verse 24. "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God." Verse 25. "Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." Verse 27. "What isn't possible with men is possible with God." Verse 29. "I tell you the truth, no one who has left home or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God." Verse 30. "Will fail to receive many times as much in this age and, in the age to come, eternal life." Verse 31. "We are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled." Verse 32. "He will be handed over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, insult him, spit on him, flog him and kill him." Verse 33. "On the third day he will rise again." Verse 41. "What do you want me to do for you?" Verse 42. "Receive your sight. Your faith has healed you."